Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. At the end of the last issue, it was revealed that Anton Arcane was still alive, and now Swamp Thing has to deal with it. So let's get to the issue.
Alright, so we're going to the next issue, issue 30, and there's a shockwave of
evil, I guess?
Yeah.
That's how I would put it, of
nightmarish proportions. Something. Madness works great. And it's just echoing out from the house
from
in
that.
Louisiana.
Basically from that. Well,
Arcane. Yeah. We run down to Lafayette.
Let's see, what does it say?
This guy, Jody Herbert, comes across a wino passed out in the alley and decides to
light
a match.
This dude on fire.
Yeah.
And then a lady who decides that she's going to take her frying pan and beat her husband to death with it.
Because he bought the cheap set.
Yeah. A cat smothering a baby because it finally decided that was the warmest place to sleep.
A dog grows irritated with its mistress.
And attacks. Yep. Like, you can see the blood running down her leg.
This one is...
I don't understand the whole farm with the...
This cow births a woman and dies.
See,
that's what it says.
The terrible thing that's born
cries
like
a
woman.
Sorry.
But I was laughing because it was on Crowley's farm, like Aleister Crowley, you know?
Nice.
And then, you know, Abigail screaming in Homa?
The house, yeah.
Yeah.
She is being trussled down or held down by these creatures while Anton Arcane is just explaining away what happened. Like, it talks about when he died. I'm assuming when the ship crashed.
The spaceship or whatever the hell he was in.
The thing he made.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
At the beginning of this story arc.
Yeah.
And he talks about going basically to a hell of some sort. And how
a dismal region of the bodiless men.
There you go. And how this was not his place and how... he was struggling to free himself from it, and he was just basically a small, worthless, diminished nothing. And he comes out of it, and when he comes out of it, he was using whatever rags were available. So basically, like taking a body, and then he's talking about how he took Matt's body because Matt was leading himself down the path to
yep.
you know hell with his. Special ability where he could manipulate
well,
reality.
He was in a way manipulating Matt. Like
yeah, oh yeah. It says there that he was in the shadows the whole time,
yep.
you know, leading him further down the path, a quicker way.
Which is why he, whenever he got drunk, he always was forming Abby or a female version of something
and doing naughty things with
yeah,
his imagination,
doing fucked up things. And then he needed the things to line up, so. He was the one that
released the Monkey King.
Yep, that told those two parents to
what letters to use, basically
the curse to
yeah.
bring him out. And he manipulated Matt to, oh, you're already drunk. It's fine. You can totally
go save
Abby,
yeah.
and which caused the crash. And all he needed was just Matt to be in a position to willingly give up himself. So he came back as that little fly, you know, talking sweetly into his ear. And then once Matt is like, okay, I will just save me. I need to save my wife.
Yep, take my body and...
Arcane took over, and now he's got his powers from before.
Plus
Matt's
powers.
And it's funky.
But as he's telling her this, these hands are coming out of the ground, and they basically pull her down into the wherever.
Yeah, because it's not hell.
Actually, yeah, but it's some... form of some kind of
unless you think this may be okay, so we'll come back to this.
Yes,
mark this. We do another quick little run through of what's going on out in the outlining areas.
A woman with some knitting shears talking about how her sister Doreen used to torment her. But who's now, you know, basically you can tell she's going to kill her with sewing needles.
Yep. I love this one.
The little
the
girl
kids,
with the cat in the microwave.
Yeah, they had to wait until the parents went to bed because they wanted to warm up the cat, the kitten. And then the fish that are eating themselves and each other. which is just messed up.
Springfield, there's a brief and spectacular plague of ladybugs.
Which is cool.
Would be horrible, though.
Yeah, ladybugs bite. Do they really?
They really do bite.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then, yeah, we just got... let's see. And beneath the earth, there are muffled, booming voices. We got a bunch
of
crows. And
beneath the ocean, there are terrible lights. Yeah. And it shows sharks and fish. And
above the sky, a watchman watches. Which is interesting, because this is... almost close to 85 when Watchmen came out. But,
yeah.
But we are in the Swamp Thing issue here. We are introduced to the Monitor. Last time we saw the Monitor was in the Teen Titans book.
Yes.
And I am purposely finding... Actually, when I do Crisis, I'm going to do a quick rundown of every single appearance.
Of the Monitor.
Because he had like close to 70 appearances.
Holy crap.
Just tiny ones like this.
Yeah.
To actual full-on... showing up before he showed up again in Crisis. So I'm just going to do a quick little rundown of what's going on with all them. But here we got the Monitor and his assistant, and she's telling him that there's a... I'm getting a wave portrait around the 800s, and they don't actually say what the measurements are here.
Yeah.
But it's coming out of Louisiana. And the Monitor, with his back to her, sitting in his chair... He's like, 800s, you know, let me see.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. The hand?
Yeah.
You know, the claw?
Yes.
Anyways.
It's like, above 600, we're dealing with power users in the supernatural category. Above 800, we're dealing with either the Demon Trigun or the Spectre. And then his assistant says, both of those are currently beyond this continuum, sir. And he's like, I know. It's spreading wherever it is, covering the south and heading north. And she asks, what should we do? And he says...
Do we watch. Yeah. But then it pops over to Arkham.
And we see Woodrow again. He is... he's going crazy. Well, he was crazy already.
Yeah.
But the one thing I like is... So we have these two doctors saying that, you know, everybody in this place is just... going nuts. However, there's one individual who stopped laughing.
The Joker, which is creepy as hell. Like,
yeah.
When you, especially like looking at it, because he literally looks like nothing's.
Yeah, he's
going on. Like, you know,
normally it's
the
always
exact
something.
Opposite. Exactly.
Yeah. We go back to Anton, or yeah, well, start
we'll
song,
call
okay.
him Manton.
Done. We go back to Manton. And he is releasing his servants, basically his friends that he worked with, into the world. And we will catch up with them here in just a minute. Swamp Thing is...
walking through the snow.
Which the snow came out of nowhere. Like, I'm pretty sure it was a nice hot day down there in the bayou. And all of a sudden it's snowing. Okay, sure. But he gets attacked by Manton. I'm sticking with that, man.
I like it.
but Swamp Thing even asks, as soon as he sees him up there, he's like, Matt. And it's like, Matthew Cable no longer exists. Guess again. And right away, he's like, Arcane.
And
Manton.
Manton's like, Arcane! Like, hey, you guessed it. Look at, you're right.
Good job. I just told you literally who I was, but whatever. And... he, like, I thought they were going to fight.
But no, he just teases him with, he says, I have Abby.
Yeah, so he basically, Swamp Thing follows Manton down basically to the, he follows him
I guess, wait,
the...
before we say this, Manton is trying to egg Swamp Thing into a fight.
Yes.
And Swamp Thing's like, dude,
like, I don't want to fight you. Like,
yeah.
No, I'm good. Like, because he knows he can kick his ass.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so that's why he says that he has Abby, and Swamp Thing will follow him to where Abby is, which he's basically leading him to the mansion. We go back to Matt's friends, all of the creepy crawlers, dead people, and they are just roaming around town. Basically, when they were living, they didn't... what they died for... You would think that, hey, I got a second chance of life. I'm going to change my ways a little bit. No, they get back to what they're doing.
Yep.
Like, Sally is getting ready to take care of this sailor. Let's see.
Herbert suddenly decides to take a ride on the bayou.
Which, okay, fine. Gus is sitting in a schoolyard waiting for kids.
Creepy.
Yeah. I think this is the lady that... Yeah, this, it also shows the lady that killed her sister
yeah.
with needles.
Decides she's going to go for a walk rather than deal with the mess in the bedroom.
Yeah. Mark Newell found the car and just going about his ways of... Looks like being a hound dog.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So then, like, it basically, all the bad things that were going on, it's showing them...
It's starting to...
Escalate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swamp Thing makes it to the mansion and walks in. And this is what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's facing towards the door now instead of towards the bed.
And he walks up to the bedroom and he finds Abby on the bed, picks her up, and he yells at Arcane or Manton, you know, how long has she been dead? And as he's coming down the stairs, we have all these creatures like swarming around his feet and above him. Basically, all these creatures that... Manton or Anton brought back from hell or wherever the fuck he was, which is again creepy, cool, love it. And that's how we end that issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Swamp Thing story.